Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Clear it out. Get ready. Drop it on us.
It's so obvious, you guys.
It's so obvious.
Today's D-bag has to be none other than Kim Kardashian.
Kimberly Marie Kardashian.
40 years old and still just a fool. Okay, let me back it up and tell you why we've selected Kim Kardashian West as our joint D-bag. So it's a D-bag double down in the same segment. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're both. Colleen and I
have selected Kim Kardashian as our D-bag today. And here's why. I want to get the actual... Okay, I want to get the words. Kim Kardashian had a 40th birthday party. We knew she was having a 40th birthday party. Mm-hmm. The rumor was that she was going to take everybody to a private island in the Caribbean. So it was no surprise when we started to see the photos of her on an island in the Caribbean celebrating her 40th birthday.
Right.
But in a series of tweets on October 27th, so just yesterday, had to be earlier in the day, she gave us a glimpse inside this 40th birthday party. And really set the social media world on fire. That is, Twitter tried to burn her down yesterday because her tweets were so tone deaf to the moment you and I and most of the world finds themselves in. And what I mean by that is she shows all of these glamorous photos of her amazing party with tons of guests, people, you know, all having a blast. It's not that you can't celebrate and have a birthday party, Kim Kardashian, and we know it's a 40th birthday party, but don't think the world isn't going to call you out when they read the words that go along with the photos. Shall we read some of those words?
Yes, let's read some of those words. Also, can I just go on record and say part of my reaction to this is straight up jealousy?
Well, of course, but that's the point. You have now enraged everyone because no one is able to have the experience that she and all of her besties. And by the way, some people I don't even recognize. And I'm like, who are these fools who showed up? How did they get an invite, right?
Thank you.
So they're all having a beautiful time on a tropical island. And it says 40 and feeling so humble and blessed. There's not a single day that I take for granted, especially during these times when we are all reminded of the things that truly matter. I'm going to skip ahead. After 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I've surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time. We danced, rode bikes, swam near whales, kayak.
Pause. I really feel like there's a little Lena Dunham in here, but it's like a
Lena Dunham. Yeah, okay, Lena Dum Dum.
Yeah.
Kayaked, watched a movie on the beach, and so much more. I realize that for most people, this is something that is so far out of reach right now. So in moments like these, I am humbly reminded of how privileged my life is.
Hashtag this is 40, which makes me just want to stick my middle finger up.
Okay, first of all, this is not my 40. This is not your 40. This ain't nobody's 40 but Kim Kardashian. Also, she's doing this thing, right? Like, again, I told this to Holly yesterday in passing when we were talking, when these tweets first came out. Kim, if I had all the money and the power and the privilege that you had, I would probably try to find my way to a tropical island as well. First of all, I wouldn't be bringing my close inner circle because I ain't got an inner circle, and I would be on my own. Bye. I would bring Jamie and maybe
that's your inner
circle. I'm not even bringing my dog, okay? Because I don't want, I mean, just the thought of trying to entertain people when I'm trying to get away from the world. I'm not saying she shouldn't be privileged. Right? I'm saying know you're privileged and you don't know your privilege by then coming out and showing it and then saying, but I'm humble about it. It's not humble if you're throwing photos at us of your amazingly, you know, super photoshopped butt crack. I mean, there's nothing humble about that. What is the humble part? Where is it? Show me. You are not humbly reminded of anything. In fact, it's ostentatious. It's obnoxiously in our faces how privileged you are. And nobody wants to see that right now. Least among them. You and I are fine. Mm-hmm. We have privilege in our own life.
Yes.
We have been able to be near our families. I have seen many people in my family. Okay, like my parents, which a lot of people haven't. Like,
I know.
Secondhand, mm-hmm. thirdhand people in her. Excuse me, I'll shut up now.
I mean, okay, so again, I'll throw this out. We kind of touched on this yesterday a little bit when we talked about the perception or the optics of whatever you're doing. And why that and how you might want to play to that, right? Like, I'm not saying, listen, Kim, girl, you got the means, honey. Do whatever you want to do. Have your private island party, whatever. Take the pictures of it. This is the problem with 2020 is people like Kim Kardashian and others, and everybody has a little bit of this on a smaller scale somewhere in their life, and you know these people, where they feel like if they don't share it, it didn't happen. Right. Mm-hmm. So rather than like do if she could control herself, she could have had her own party and just not shared all the stuff. It's that she wanted to share all the stuff and then wanted to back out of it by saying, I'm humble about it.
But
and
can I
my
point
privilege.
Out the obvious? It's so obvious. She can't not show it because she doesn't exist otherwise.
Right.
Kim Kardashian without a camera is nothing.
That's true.
And I know that sounds harsh, but think about it. Like, if she is not being videotaped, recorded, or somehow codified and put up on a social media platform, she doesn't exist. Imagine what Kim Kardashian must feel like on a day. Like, if she were to be sent to this island with no social media, no technology, no Wi-Fi, no connection to the outside world, no stage. Like, then you would almost think that she would have a mental breakdown.
It's like if a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there to hear it, doesn't make a sound.
Yeah.
If a Kim Kardashian goes to a private island with 40 of her closest friends and has a party and there's no camera there to social media, it didn't
or
ever happen.
Is it like Schrodinger's cat? If she is not observed in the box, she ain't in the box.
Mm-hmm.
If the universe is not looking at her, she doesn't exist. And so the point is, like, you can't expect her to do anything but, right? But that doesn't mean we're not going to call her out for it. And certainly, I guarantee you that if she responds, it's going to be some shade of, you know, like, I was just trying to...
She's crying somewhere right now. I'm here to tell you.
Oh, my God. Everybody's trying so unfair.
That's what's happening. And unfortunately, we won't see that scene on Keeping Up with the Kardashians because they've canceled themselves. But I promise you, she's in a room somewhere, like, having an ugly cry.
And I don't understand.
Okay, can we also just talk about, like, let's just sit with the second 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine.
Thank you.
What world do they all live in that they can just quarantine?
Well, also, I call foul on that. That was my first reaction to all this mess was that's just a lie, because I guarantee these people didn't all quarantine for 2 weeks and go through multiple health screens. And, you know, I'm sure some of them did because, you know, rich people get access to health care and crap that, you know, normal people mm-hmm. don't. So, sure, maybe they could do it. But I wouldn't be surprised if some of those people showed up. And also, Holly pointed this out yesterday. There are people in those photos who have masks on. You know who those people are? Mm. Those people are the people that work there who mm-hmm. have no choice. Mm-hmm. That in order to survive, they have to expose themselves to these privileged fools. Mm-hmm. Wow, I have got some rage.
Well, no,
I'm going to let it go.
No, you should just, like, no, feed that beast for a minute longer. Because it is, like, that is the most ridiculous part of it, is that you've got these, like, Richie McRich pants with their, like, you know, super buffed bodies.
And you just
and their
know.
Gold sparkles every which way, and their, you know, ring light. And the, I'm just saying, like, their entire photo crew that follows them everywhere. And there are people there waiting on them hand and foot with Matt. I mean, they're just the, ugh.
Also, I just, I re, okay, so now the curious
I'm
side of me.
I'm real worked up now, too.
The curious side of me wants to actually be there so that I can see how this all goes down. Because while I'm sure they had some, you know, like dinners together, I also have issues with the fashion that was going on, but we don't have time.
Hey, Colleen and Bradley, David had something really quick to add about this. David, you there?
Hi, David.
Yeah, hi. So Tom Link is an actor from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Really great guy, really cute. And I didn't know what was going on because he's been posting the same story, but just instead of explaining it, he's been posting things like Gilligan's Island or Pirates of Penzance pictures to go along with it to show how absurd it is. You can check him out on Twitter.
What's his name again?
Great.
Tom Link, L-E-N-K.
Okay.
Andrew and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Got it. And we are now following.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Thank you for that heads up.
Thank you, David. Have a great day. All right. When we come back, I'm going to, first of all, spend some time with this Twitter feed right now. And when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, I first will remind you to donate. Go to mytalk1071.com to the Project Down and Dirty Classic Radio Drama page. Donate there to every meal because we've got a lot of heavy lifting to do in the next 15 minutes. We're trying to get over $4,000. We're at $3,300.
Do it!
Come on, people. We need you. We need you. Show up for us. All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we did get some news yesterday about the leader of the Nexium cult, Keith Raniere. We're going to tell you what his sentence was and also beg for money after this on My Talk 107.